You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day. Now, Steve, earlier in the show, we had a call from a woman who was a little upset with you at how you handled the atheist comment earlier on the show. Yeah, yes. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Steve, I am calling from Dallas. It is May 6th, and I just wanted to make a comment on something you just made. You called people fools if they didn't believe in God. You called them ignorant, I believe. While I do believe in God, you made a comment that, and I'm sure that those that don't believe in God or those that are atheists probably think I'm a fool and think I'm ignorant. But I really think that's an ignorant comment that you made to assume that people feel the same way that you do. There are plenty of people who believe in God that are Christians or of other different religions, and they don't think negative or think that people who don't believe how they believe are fools and are ignorant. Vice versa, there are people who are not Christians, who are atheists, who don't believe in God and do not believe that people who believe in God are ignorant and are fools. So I really think that's an ignorant comment that you made, just to assume that people feel the same way that you do. Very disappointing, but I'll still continue to listen to your show. Have a great day.
Let me talk to this lady for a minute. First of all, thank you for your call and your opinion. I oftentimes say to people, you need to listen carefully. And radio is a forum where oftentimes you kind of miss what's being said. Now, let's just say I said exactly that. But here's what I've always said from the Piers Morgan show up until now. I said, I think if you're an atheist, me personally, I think you're a fool for not believing in God. I am assuming if you are an atheist and you look at me for believing in this higher power that you can't see and you believe doesn't exist, you must think I'm a fool too. So I think that two fools don't need to be standing around talking. That's what I've said probably more than 20 times on this show. Now, do I think you're ignorant if you don't believe in God? Me personally, I do. I just do. I'm okay with that. But let me give you a scripture, though. There's a scripture that says, a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's in the scripture. So, you know, I don't understand what you're saying, ma'am, in that. There are a lot of people who don't believe in God who do this and do that. I don't care. I happen to be a man of faith, and I stand on that. Now, if you don't believe in God, to me, something's wrong with you. To me, you haven't given this an adequate amount of thought. To me, you are not understanding some basic things about life. I had that scientist on my show. I can't think of his name. You all gave it to me the other day.
Neil
deGrasse Tyson. I had him on my Facebook show, Facebook Watch. And I've had his family on Celebrity Family Feud. Nice guy, nice family. But he doesn't believe in God. And I didn't know that until we were sitting on my talk show. And when he said it, I just went, wow. And it changed. It's hard for me to talk to people like that because I don't see how you cannot acknowledge that there is a God. He said, there is no proof that there is no a God. He said, because if God was in the beginning, how could he create the beginning? Well, first of all, if God is infinite, you stop asking me how did he invent it, because it was him. Where did the molecule come from that spun into this ball of dust that cooled and formed the earth? Where did that come from? Well, it came from the universe. Okay, where did the universe come from? It came from infinity. Okay, where did infinity come from? So if you're a scientist and you're trying to explain this to me, I'm asking you to just answer those questions for me. I believe in God because I have had proof. I've just had proof time and time again. I know that prayer works. I know that prayer changes things. I've seen miracles performed in people's lives because of faith. You can call it the law of attraction if you want to, but that's in the Bible too, because the Bible says a man is as he thinketh. That clears it up. If you look at all self-help books, all of them are based on the Bible. Even the best self-help book I ever read was The Secret. If you read The Secret or watch the movie The Secret, it's all based on scripture. Ain't no man came up with no new concept that God didn't put in place from the very beginning. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, he's very present. He all over there. Every prediction, everything he said back in the day applies to today. Now, there are some old laws in the Old Testament that we've given up on because of the New Testament. But there is a God. And I don't know why the lady felt that way about the comment, but I stand on that. I think a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. I just do. I believe that. Because I know God works. And if I were you, I would try it. I feel sorry for a person that doesn't believe in God. There has got to be such a void in your life. Oh, my God, I feel for you, man. And that's a void that only God can fill. Your Heavenly Father, your Creator. That's just how I feel. So sorry if that offended you, lady, but I'm just going. You said you'd keep listening, so maybe you heard this, too. I stand on it. Have a great day. Talk to God. He would love to hear from you. And believe me, he is there all day. Have a good day today.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space: Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.